The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN125.
Houston is all systems go!
We love our Astros in Houston.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. 8:03. It's Monday. What does that mean, Del? Time for our Robbins Brothers Diamond Play of the Week, which we do every week right here on ESPN 97.5.
Long throw in time.
Here's your Diamond Play of the Week, presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store.
3-2. Bases loaded, two outs. Here comes the pitch to Springer. Swing and a ground ball under the glove of Nunez and into left field. In to score Correa. Maldonado on his heels. Reddick stops at third, and it's 2-0 Astros on a ball that went sizzling under the glove of Eduardo Nunez, lunging to his left.
This Diamond Play of the Week is presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store, West Loop South at Clear Lake.
All right, there it is. Thank you. By the way, thank you to Alex Cora for putting in Nunez instead of Devers.
Boy, the mistakes the Astros really capitalized on every mistake they made on
that Nunez made.
Well, yeah, I mean on Saturday. Yeah, but even yesterday, you know, they capitalized on Bogaerts just being nonchalant against Carlos Correa.
What about
you? Cut the ball in the hole. You don't have time.
Yeah.
You don't have time to just sit back and take your time throwing a first. Correa's hustling.
Well,
this is also called Hustle Town, John.
Yeah, they also took advantage of Garrett Cole throwing a ball over the head. You know,
Wasn't good. But the Astros are making teams. If you make a mistake in the field, we saw it against the Indians too when they had the huge, seventh? Was it the huge seventh inning against Bauer in the final game? I mean, if you screw up against the Astros, they will make you pay. You can't have a screw up in the field because they can really ruin you.
Yeah, no question. This Matt Barnes thing. As a matter of fact, I'm watching the game again right now while we're doing it. I was able to see some. I was on a plane for most of it, but I was able to. I'm watching it right now as we speak, and I'm watching Matt Barnes on the mound. He's number 32, and you can tell that there is on his left forearm, it looks a little bit shiny.
Mm-hmm. Could be sweat. Could be whatever.
Well, yeah, I don't know that you grab sweat.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. If just by itself, you would say, oh, okay, well, that's a little weird, but that's fine.
He throws the pitch, and then when he gets the ball back, he takes his right hand, and he grabs his left forearm.
He literally grabs with his pitching hand his
and
left forearm.
And you can see,
after
you can,
every
and
pitch.
I'm looking at it right now. Now, it was tweeted to us by a listener who said, hey, take a look at this. I retweeted it, and I said, hey, Astros and Robert Reed Ryan, which is Reed's Twitter account, you guys check this out. It is real. This dude is grabbing his arm, and he has some kind of a substance on his left forearm. And it's something that really needs... How about Joe West coming over without anybody asking him to check Maldonado's glove in the dugout?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, if you're going to do that crap, well, then certainly baseball, you have got to go look at Matt Barnes and see what the hell this dude is doing.
This isn't hometown guys just trying to... This is a real thing. You can see it. I guess he thought the cameras would never be on him. There are multiple instances where he is grabbing his left forearm to help with a grip. I mean, it is clearly something that has to be looked into. Clearly. That any other, you are going to have to watch the Red Sox now extremely closely. Not just because a lot of times this stuff will move forward with an entire staff. So you're going to have to watch the entire Red Sox organization. If you're the Astros, you got to say, hey, we got to start watching him, umps, because you're not going to go back and penalize him. You can't check the substance now. Not only any time that he's in the game, Barnes, every pitcher for the Red Sox now. You don't think they share information?
Well, yeah, but here's the – listen, where's Tyler Bauer when we need him? Where's he at on this deal?
Don't worry. I copied him. I said, hey, can you take a look at this?
What do you think about this, Tyler? How about the Red Sox pitching staff getting 108 wins? How about this? How's this, Tyler? When are you going to start saying something about this? This is a load of crap. Our guys would never cheat.
Nope.
And here, I swear to God, every single time he catches the ball, he goes to the left forearm. I'm watching it again. This dude is cheating his ass off. How is it that a guy, listen, and this is Cody Dashner, at Cody Dashner, apparently his uncle found this.
Yeah, his uncle spotted it while watching a game.
So he's
and you can hear his uncle saying, look right there, you can see it. You can see him grab.
Well, I haven't heard the sound. All I can see is he's absolutely right.
Yeah.
Every time, and when he gets a new baseball in, he goes behind, he grabs his left forearm, and then he rubs it up. Look,
wow, we're watching. Here's another game where this pitcher's doing it too.
It's not our pitcher.
No.
It's one of the cheating guys.
It's the Red Sox versus the Yankees. Who is this?
I mean, these dudes are cheating.
This is a Red Sox thing.
These dudes are cheating bleepers.
What do you do when you see cheating, John?
Oh, this is Kelly. Dude.
Joe Kelly.
Dude, this is Joe Kelly. I'm telling you right now. So, Adam, HSA Legacy Group. So, this is some guy who follows me, too. He's showing another one.
Dude.
Where Kelly was doing it in game one against the Astros. Are you watching this? Look at this, John.
This is every pitch this dude is going.
Watch this. This is Joe Kelly. That's what I was saying. If one pitcher's cheating, they all know. Yeah. They all know it. So you got to watch the whole team. This is now the second time. I'm going to make a big deal about this on Twitter because watch this. Now watch this. This is Joe Kelly from game one, right? This is game one of the ALDS. Come on, internet. Oh, well, it would help if I get connected to it better.
Well, how about we get connected to a Wi-Fi?
It's a better Wi-Fi here. Right. But here we go. Watch this. So this is game one. We just saw, multiple times.
I'm watching this. He's going to his arm every single time a new ball comes in. Now watch. Devers catches the pop-up. I forget who was up. Devers catches the pop-up. He was about to throw the ball around, and he looks at the ball, and he goes, oh, man. I can't even get it out of my hand. That's how much crap is on it.
Holy crap. You're right.
I mean, this is ridiculous. Now, every time he goes to his left forearm. How is it that the Astros aren't seeing this?
Here you go.
Alex Cora is a cheating bleeper. Alex Cora just...
No, dude.
He
Alex
threw the
Cora's
ball out, and Alex Cora went and looked at it.
Watch this. Watch this. Joe Kelly versus the Yankees, Red Sox. So this is a completely different series. Let me see. It's time for me to get this. And this is another guy.
Oh, my God. They're grabbing their left wrist forearm.
Exactly. And look how it sticks. Look how it sticks to his arm.
I know. He can't even get his hand off his arm. What if his
hand... Slow motion. Watch his stick.
Yeah. He can't even get it off his...
The internet caught these guys cheating.
Okay, wait a minute. If this was golf, how many strokes would they... You know what? How many runs would they lose? If this was golf, we'd be able to call. They would be able to find. They would be able to give runs to the Astros.
Yeah, if this was golf.
This is terrible. There is cheating. Cheating.
Yeah, I was waiting for that.
Cheating. Right in front of our faces.
That's what John sounds like when he sees cheating.
Well, when someone jumps offside.
Well, that too.
That's cheating. You're trying to gain an unfair advantage by starting before the rest of the players do.
Father, why would that man do that, Father?
Well, Father, so that appears to be.
Are we going to lodge a complaint? What are we going to do about this?
We are going. Yes, no. I'm calling. Let's call Reed. All right. I swear to God, this is not even arguable how these dudes are cheating. They're grabbing their left forearm before every pitch.
We've got a source that tells us Matt Barnes actually burned himself frying churros, and it was a medical salve.
So. That was not a churro burning incident.
What?
Who told you that? Who's your source?
I'm not going to name our sources.
Raheel.
No, but Matt Barnes, he was asked about it. He said he burned his forearm frying churros. So it's really just a salve.
Was he asked about it, really?
No. Some guy just... Nah, I won't use his name. He might not want it out there. But he tweeted us and saying Matt Barnes burned himself. So if he burned himself, maybe it's not such a big deal. But what happens now? What happens to Matt Barnes if we find out and it's proven?
Well, it's not only Matt Barnes. You see Joe Kelly, too.
Yeah, but at least in this series, what happens? Does anything happen?
Well, they can't get... Christina says, so what do they do? You give the replay the game? Give the win to the... No, none of that. But guess what? Going forward... you have got to put this team on notice. And their bullpen sucks, and they're doing this. What about if they don't have this pine tar? How bad are they going to be? Our guys would never do something. I'm just so disgusted.
Well, this is what this guy Chris says. This guy Chris said this. I'd rather have a pitcher being able to grip the ball when it's cold than lose it and have it at my head. Worst kept secret in baseball and accepted. I don't doubt.
No, it's not accepted. No, it's not. If they went and looked at Maldonado's glove the other day, if they find out that there's pine tar, if the Astros pointed out that there's pine tar on the guy's forearms, guess what? Dude's getting tossed in the game.
What's accepted is that teams will try to gain an advantage through cheating, or shaking. It's your job to find it and stop it.
Well, guess what? Here's video evidence that you can stop it.
But
no, you're wrong. The other team, no. The Astros do not want them to have pine tar so that they don't get hit in the head. No, that's not true. If the Astros can stop them from spinning it with pine tar as opposed to nothing.
Why did they check Maldonado? I tell you why. It's a cat and mouse game. Trevor Bauer probably is saying some stuff that a lot of people around baseball probably think. Spin rates are outrageously good for the Astros. Whatever, blah, blah, blah. Cora was on that bench with the Astros.
Yeah.
It's not a surprise that Cora is calling for that kind of thing.
You're wrong. Cora didn't call for it. Joe West said, I did it on my own.
Oh, I'm sure he did because he's protecting snitches.
This is after he got hit, remember, by that ball in the chest.
Oh, is that what he did?
The
ball's like that? Probably because Joe Kelly used it the previous
inning. By the way, I don't know if you know who was on the mound. A Red Sox pitcher, not an Astros pitcher. So, yeah, and I know the Astros are apparently because of Tyler Bauer, the Astros are the ones that are being accused of it. When right in front of your face, the Red Sox are doing it. God, this makes
me mad. I just retweeted the one with Kelly.
You know what I need? I need you to talk about the Rockets now because I'm so pissed off about the Astros.
Man, we're starting basketball earlier now. 100%. Like, it's just an earlier thing, yeah. which I'm okay with because that just means we've got all three sports going at once. But with the Rockets, this just in, hello, Rockets were a hamstring away from getting to the NBA Finals. We all know what would have happened there with the NBA Finals. It's just no doubt about it at all. But I got to tell you, basketball starts this week. Opening game is starting this week. It's Wednesday at Toyota Center. Join Harden and Paul and now Carmelo and all the Rockets as they host Anthony Davis and New Orleans Pelicans. Here's what's going on Wednesday. If you want to come out there and watch the very first game, the first 3,000 fans in attendance are going to get that James Harden MVP bobblehead presented by Toyota. That's going to be highly coveted, so make sure you get out there early. The Budweiser liftoff party is going to start at 4:30. They've got live music provided by Houston band The City. If you get there early, you can see the Houston Texans' Jadeveon Clowney shoot the ceremonial first shot. You can go to Rockets.com to get your tickets today. Once again, liftoff party starts at 4:30. Clowney is shooting the first shot. before the game starts, and the first 3,000 fans are going to get that James Harden MVP bobblehead. And yes, you get to watch your Houston Rockets run as one against Anthony Davis and the Pelicans. Go to rockets.com for more information and to get your tickets today.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here.
Dude.
On ESPN 97.5.
Buster only.
713-780-3776. What'd he say?
On ESPN only, Pine Tar postseason could put MLB in sticky situation. He's got a whole article on this. When did this just come out? Yeah. It just came out yesterday at 1 o'clock. He says, so this is really, he said, at the outset of every series, major league officials and umpires usually meet with the managers and general managers of each team to review ground rules and other special circumstances to open communication before some of the biggest games of the year. In the current context, there should be a particular request made of the managers. Please do not ask the umpires to check opposing pitchers for foreign substances. And this should be reiterated, pretty please, with sugar and sprinkles on top. Because everybody in the room will understand that most pitchers participating in a postseason probably use sunscreen or pine tar or something that violates baseball's rules against the use of foreign substances. If a manager asks the umpire to inspect an opposing pitcher, then the umpire will be obligated to do so, and almost certainly he would find something by rule. The pitcher would be ejected and subject to suspension from the postseason. Absolute chaos would ensue.
Why?
Retaliation from the other team would be inevitable in the form of inning-to-inning requests of pitcher inspection or a fastball aimed at someone's back, backside, or neck. Some of the best pitchers might be taken off the field, and the media and fan response would overrun the postseason coverage. The online version of Major League Baseball's rule book runs 169 pages, covering everything from infield fly to official score decisions, and yet the tempered grace of managers is all that can prevent a competitive debacle in this moment. Because the pitcher's growing use of foreign substances has not been addressed through a rule change, MLB and the union must trust that A.J. Hinch or Dave Roberts or Craig Counsell or Alex Cora doesn't suffer a dugout meltdown and wage all-out war on opposing pitchers.
I think that's a load of crap. Oh, because somebody's going to get thrown out and then we're going to start throwing at other guys' heads? That's crap. That is crap.
Here's what he says. This is a month of heightened scrutiny and posted screenshots, and already there have been pictures of very prominent pitchers with hands covered with what appears to be foreign substances. The Twitter sphere mostly regards this as a big gotcha, a captured image of a criminal act on a criminal caught.
I got one of Kimbrel right here. I got Kimbrel's the side of his hand. You know how he does his stupid holds his arm up.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this it's all dark with pine tar on it.
I invented that name, the Scarecrow. He said, but everybody involved in the sport knows how prevalent the use of sunscreen and pine tar and other stuff has become. Many catchers have pine tar on some part of their person to apply as needed. Baseball officials would prefer that no foreign substances are used, but they also understand the practical reality that baseballs provided for the players are slick and not always properly prepared. I mean, new baseballs are very slick.
And? So what? So it's okay to cheat then? Shut up, Buster Olney. That's a load of crap. Our guys don't cheat.
Our guys are
doing it the right way. Because you know why? Because we're classy. Their guys are cheat. We see it's covered in pine tar. Kimbrel, Barnes, Joe Kelly. Their crappy bullpen that is crappy and crapola is cheating. And if they don't have that pine tar, they're going to be even worse.
Do you remember last year the big talk? The big talk about the Dodgers was that, what's his name? God dog it. For the Dodgers, the Asian pitcher, Yu Darvish, couldn't get on top of his, and that many pitchers the big concern was, can they get on top of their breaking pitches? With it being a little bit cooler, are they going to be able to spin the ball like they need to? And that Darvish couldn't get on top of the breaking pitch, and the Astros are murdering him. Well, we also found out that Carlos Beltran and possibly Alex Cora found he was tipping his pitches, and the Astros basically just ripped him a new one because they knew what was coming. But, you know, I guess in baseball circles, maybe this isn't considered a big deal.
Well, it is to me.
I know. And I like the fact that you're, but you also, you're very, you've got a lot of scruples. And
it's nothing but.
Fairness matters to you. The rules matter to John Granato. And it's true, Del.
We wouldn't break the rules.
John.
Oh, I was shaking my head in agreement.
John doesn't break the rules. And he's got a standard of morality. And while Major League Baseball may say, you know, cheating's part of it.
Oh, you mean that league with that everybody's head was six times bigger because they did so many steroids? Oh, that league?
Yeah.
All right. League. Known for its cheating? That one with Gaylord Perry that had Vaseline. He had more Vaseline than Kellen Winslow on his hat. Okay. That league?
Yeah, that league.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, I'm worried about their morality. Listen. We're going to play it the right way here in Houston. Yeah. I don't believe one word of Blake. He says there's a video out of Ryan Presley coating his forearm with sunscreen before an outing.
That's not true.
Tyler Bauer tweeted it out.
Outside. Oh, you mean like because it was an outdoor game?
He's probably outside and he's hello. Pale. He's,
Who wants skin cancer?
Yeah.
What's that guy's name?
Blake.
Oh, hey, Blake. Here's what you need to worry about. You need to worry about whatever quinoa that you're getting in Austin, Blake, and stop worrying about the Astros trying to prevent some type of melanoma and skin cancer.
Well, let's be fair.
It's a silent killer.
Let's be fair to Blake. Wasn't he just playing into the whole Tyler Bauer snitching on the Astros thing? Wasn't he just playing into that joke? Or was there an actual image that he posted?
I guess there isn't a video. But that might have been when Ryan Presley was a twin.
Was he on the Astros at the time?
And how sunny it is in Minnesota outside?
Well, the sun reflects off the ice on the window.
Yeah, and here's what I think. A lot of times... When it's cold, Blake is
pro skin cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the pine tar that bothers me. It's not the, what is the sunscreen?
I don't know why sunscreen. Wouldn't that make it more slick? I don't know.
Does that help you get apparently a grip?
Not. Apparently not.
Not. No.
It's oily.
I don't understand.
Ryan Presley was simply practicing great skin care.
That's all.
Yeah, I'm not worried about him. But Buster Olney talked about sunscreen.
Yeah.
Why not just take the top of a cinnamon roll and rub it on your arm because that's going to be sticky.
Wait, a cinnamon roll you want? Yeah. Your hands are sticky. What about eating a donut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That gets sticky.
Yeah.
Sugar. Basically, if you can get that sugar coating, that's, yeah.
So the Astros just have a bleep ton of Krispy Kremes in their clubhouse.
Oh, so that they'd be as fat as the Red Sox reliever Brazier.
No, it's too...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here comes...
to coat their arms.
Here comes a New England fan saying... Calm down, bitches. It's not funny, Dell. It's some guy named WB says that, and I'm looking at his, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to go do a Twitter investigation on him.
And while you do
right at the top of his thing, Patriots, Falcons, right?
Oh, yeah. Stop.
And, of course.
And while you do that, is there a least likable fan base when things are going well?
No.
For them?
Boston?
No.
Even the images of them when they got going early on Cole, I was like, all you guys are D-bags.
Oh, my God. Dude, my college roommate's from Boston. He's insufferable. The whole first game, this umpire sucks. It's because of this umpire. And Cora doesn't get thrown out of games. So was Cora going to get three hits? Who cares if Cora's there? Okay. Oh, that's right. Well, you know what? Just give you the game back. That's all. The Astros didn't win 7-2. Hey, what a bunch of whiny little biznotches. Sick of Boston. Did you see the little kid? He says...
Who was beaten up by a bunch of Boston fans?
No, he says, I'm 15 years old. 10 parades. What a little douche.
Wait, what happened?
He's been alive for 15 years, and he's been to 10 parades.
10 parades.
That kid needs to be beaten. Is there a video of him saying 10 parades?
No, but he's got it written out. So, yeah.
Did you see the guys yesterday that you could count four guys, and I think it was 34 or 35 beers? Did you see that picture?
What?
They've got
I love those guys.
Do you? Because they were Bud Lights.
Oh, yeah. Crap.
And they were lined up.
Why would you do
that?
They
were lined up. These four guys sitting there, they had this line of blue bottles lined up across from them. And if you count it, it's 34. Like, they went hard. those guys were going hot at the park last night.
Well, somebody was behind because 34 just don't add up to with four guys. Somebody's behind. Let's go. Stop being a puss.
One guy. You know, one guy hit 10. One guy hit 9.
Yeah, eight. You know who would have hit the limit?
Oh, the P word was put on somebody yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I'm quitting plenty of time.
What are you, at 7? Are you kidding me? You're the biggest puss. All of them.
You know who isn't? You know who will hit 10? Chance.
10 what?
10 beers. Yeah. Oh, Chance will throw down. Don't worry about Chance. No, not when he's working. I mean, he's not going to show up just wasted to ask you questions about your family.
So my parents, I saw the final copy. Man, it is great. It's 3.5 hours. He got 9 hours of footage, condensed it to 3.5 hours, splices in, you know, any videos and pictures and stuff like that. Our family's history, like what he did is he talked to my dad about Vietnam. He talked to him about growing up on the farm. He talked to my mom about growing up on her farm. My dad's done extensive research on our family background. He talked to him about that. Winning a Super Bowl, how he got started in coaching, why coaching didn't fulfill him. He's great. I mean, my mom talks about how they met. I learned a lot of stuff that I didn't even know. And that's what this is meant to do, that Heritage Films wants to like capture the story. It depends on what you want it to do. I was telling my father-in-law about it, and I was telling the guys from the Joe Moore Awards. I do that. It's an offensive line award thing. Joe Moore is the offensive line coach for Notre Dame. And I told him what I did with my dad, my mom, and Aaron Taylor, who's in charge of the Joe Moore Awards, said, I want to do that for Coach Moore. I want to get a big – he goes, how much is Heritage Films? I want to talk to this Chance and have him come chronicle the life of Joe Moore.
That'd be awesome.
You can do it for really for anybody anything.
Yeah, right. Put your heritage down. YourHeritageFilm.com. That's YourHeritageFilm.com.
For something to do this weekend, visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
This is not true, Cartman. Eric Cartman. Remember Buster Olney's column about the Me Too movement when he said those yappy broads should zip it because I like having good movies? That is not true. Buster Olney never wrote that.
I believe he coined the phrase yappy broads.
He did not say that.
He did not either.
34 beers times $12 equals $408. And why are you pocket watching, Dan Holden? Just stop pocket watching. Those guys are out to have a good time. Oh, well. $100 at a ball game? Oh, well. That's what happened. That just happened.
We're going to turn. You know what? Us making a big deal now. Everyone's tagging Reed Ryan and the Astros. And mm-hmm. If this is a known thing in baseball, this is going to turn into, if the right people see these, and it becomes a thing, not like in baseball circles, this is my guess. In baseball circles, they're like, probably what Buster Olney's tied in. He's probably like, this is a known deal. Calm down. But if all of a sudden some writer for CBS Sports gets a hold of it, or a national writer who's not a baseball writer, or a talking head, it turns into something on, you know what? Should I text it to Bomani Jones and show it to him? Like, you guys ought to talk about this today.
Yeah.
Or to Colin Coward's guy, like, hey, y'all might want to take a look at this. Put this on the show today. Because then it will be, I just want to make sure we're not going to get in trouble. Like, it's not going to hurt our guys.
What do you mean? Our
guys don't do that.
I told you. And it's not sunny.
Well, 4 o'clock games are sunny.
Well, here's the deal is, you don't do it during the game. Tell them beforehand.
Is it open?
The roof?
Yeah.
No,
it's going to be a cool front.
Yeah, it's cool and rainy, though, I think.
No, when's the game?
4:09 tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not today.
Day game? I don't know, maybe.
One team in town opens roofs. But they also sometimes like to close it for a team.
We like it closed. Yeah. We like it closed. Let's see what the weather says tomorrow.
Yesterday was hot as hell.
63? You want to open in 63-degree weather? That's freezing.
It's not freezing.
That's freezing cold.
Get Adrian in here. What's up, Adrian? How you doing?
Yo, Adrian.
What's going on this morning, fellas?
How you doing, man?
Great show as all the time. It pisses me off that these scrubs that call themselves champions that live on that East Coast out there, y'all are such great champions. Why are all your teams cheaters?
Yeah.
Your football team caught cheating, and now your baseball sucky-ass bullpen?
Yeah.
But, you know, it makes me feel better to know that your bums have to cheat us, and you still almost lost.
Yeah.
But, Reed Ryan, you need to plaster this all over Alex Bregman's locker. Because right now he's not having too much fun walking. This should pretty much settle him up. Great show as normal, guys. And Boston, pack your bags, because you're coming here for three. I don't think you're going back to Boston to play again. Peace, fellas.
Rack him.
Well, you don't rack him. Oh, I don't think you said, I'm out.
And that was great, though. I thought he could cuss at one point.
He did.
He had that energy. He had that cussing energy.
He did.
Yeah.
Sucky ass.
And here's another thing. Boston, I was like, oh, Dell, be ready. You can eat. I thought he was going to go EAD.
No.
Yeah.
You can't say that.
No, but he could have, and Dell could have just bleeped it.
Well, but what about SAH? STH?
I was told by my wife's cousin.
When he said it on the air, STH.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, suck the hole. That's still legal. No, it's still legal. No. Yeah, it is. Suck the hole's legal.
I'm not disagreeing with that. It's just maybe we use a different
way. You think it's not in
go a different way.
All right, but if you said, hey, Boston fans, suck the hole. You can say that. It's not classy.
Do we know what hole?
I don't think it's classy.
It's not classy.
Do you leave it out there where you don't know what you're even saying. You
but
leave
in
it vague.
Your head, do you know what hole you're talking about?
I don't want to know what hole he's talking about.
I do.
I don't.
But I'm not going to tell you.
I don't
so
want,
it stays classy.
I don't like talking about it.
That stays no.
No.
The worst one.
No. Oh.
You think that's the worst one?
The other one.
It depends.
It depends on who you are. I think.
Okay, so listen. No.
Depends on whose it is.
That's true. You know we had the live stream up.
Oh, wow. 12 people saw me. Well, don't care. Just, they need to know what
I'm,
it is.
I'm just telling people.
Hold on. My cousin, my wife's cousin, Dan, he said in Dallas, they drop S-bombs on the air. Like it's, I was like, that can't. Is that? I said that can't be right.
Well, that's not titillating unless you're into that.
No, but is that legal cups, now? Can we start dropping S words?
I would ask that you not.
Okay.
No.
We're not
that.
Doing that. Then we'll have another meeting. Okay, and this one will actually address the D weed terms and the a hole terms that we actually just say on the air. Okay.
Have we called anyone an a hole?
No, but Fred did. and used the whole word.
Well, he was talking about his partner.
He called his partner the A. And he actually used the word.
That's fine. That's not titillating.
No, that's not titillating at all. No, I don't think that's. I wasn't aroused in any way.
Do you think he didn't get in trouble because the people who listen, who, you know, either judge us or could fire us, are like, he's kind of right.
Well, no. I don't know. No one said. No, listen.
Do you think people were like, yeah, finally someone said that to AJ?
No. No one said that. They were just offended by the use of the term. That's all.
Here's what a Yankee fan says. He says, as a Yankee fan, I can tell you that it has been known for ages that all pitchers use pine tar. It isn't a secret. Ortiz said a couple years back, it doesn't matter. Plenty of Yanks pitchers probably use it as well. Then if this is baseball's little, maybe this is baseball's little well-known secret. I'm starting to think it is based on the way that Buster Olney and
we've exposed it.
Yeah, yeah. So now, do it the right way.
If we're going to have high standards, okay? If we're going to be try to be like golf, why don't we try to emulate golf where we call penalties on ourselves, okay?
Yeah, golf has snitches watching from home.
In. Yeah, people call in.
This is what Twitter's trying to do. Twitter's trying to emulate golf and snitch from Twitter.
Snitching.
And they create videos to show James Harden's supposed travelings, which are really... It's not a traveling on his step back because it's when he gathers the balls when the
he's spinning the ball. And it's if when you spin the ball, you can do whatever you want.
It's until the ball is gathered that you start counting.
That's a little light work for Thunder Sticks. I feel you getting back into the mold of turning everything back to Astros. We're getting there. I mean, the Rockets. We're getting into
the
season.
There. It's going to happen. It's Wednesday's the opening night. A little disrespectful the game. They're like, yeah, let's throw the Rockets against they're like, oh, we've got Russell Westbrook versus Kevin Durant, LeBron versus Damian Lillard, which is, I guess, West Coast on West Coast. And then you've got Celtics and Sixers. That's a good one. And then, like, and the Rockets take on the Pelicans. The Pellies.
Wait a minute. The Pellies cares about the playoff Pellies. Series last year. They got Anthony Davis.
But the Pellies have been the hot name forever, and I'm waiting for them to do something. Well, Anthony Davis is great.
Oh, really? Didn't they sweep Portland?
Capella and J.J. Watt to New Orleans, to the Saints. Because Mickey Loomis can make trades for both teams. J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt and Capella for, and we'll send a future first in either sport for Marshawn Lattimore and Anthony Davis.
What?
Dual sport trade. Mickey Loomis is trading from both teams there in New Orleans. He's been the GM of both.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah.
You think that's a fair trade? Want
Lattimore for what? You know he's having like one of the crappiest years of everybody, right?
He plays for that Saints defense.
He was really good last year.
Not this year.
Is it bad?
He's
this
really
year?
Bad. This
I know
year.
The secondary is not doing
he's
well over there.
Like one of the reasons they're.
All right, I'll take Kamara. Never mind.
Okay,
we're gonna switch
now,
to Kamara.
Now we're talking. Now
Kamara and Anthony Davis for Capella and JJ.
Somebody called in earlier.
And we'll give
about,
you a second.
Somebody called in earlier about JJ. How about a little love for JJ again?
JJ's up to what, 7.5
yeah.
sacks now?
I mean, dude.
Leads the AFC?
Yeah.
4 games in a row with the sack?
Yeah. I mean, did you hear him too afterwards? Oh, everybody told me I was washed up. Did you hear him? Everybody said I was washed up. I guess not. No one said you were washed up. Everyone said you were hurt all the time.
I thought he was washed up.
You did?
I was 20 and played football in 2 years.
He wasn't washed. We just hadn't seen him in a while.
Yeah.
He was in the bottom of the hamper. We just hadn't seen him in a while. Yeah. Now he's back to dominating the Bills.
I don't feel like he dominates, but he's putting up numbers.
He gets his numbers.
He's getting his numbers. I don't see him dominate. Like, old dominating JJ was maybe the best defense player I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, he was just throwing guys around nonstop. He was having a massive impact on the run.
He appears to be doing some of that still.
He's got, I mean, he still plays. He's not the old, but the old JJ was dominant, one of the most dominant players of all time. I don't think he's playing at that level right now, but the numbers are good. I mean, maybe I'm being too hard on him.
Yeah. If the offense, well, he played with it when the offense wasn't good too, but if this offense was better, when he would wreck drives then, maybe points would have been scored back then.
It's called complimentary football. And I don't know if you heard Bill O'Brien talking about complimentary.
I understand. And Josh, the offense isn't playing it right now.
No, they're really not.
Real quick, Josh says, remember last year they made Morton stop chewing gum and going to his mouth?
No.
That was really blatant, but did they make him stop?
I think it's a lie. I don't remember
anything. Oh, I remember him constantly going to the mouth and chewing
because
gum.
Because we're chewing bubble
breath?
Gum now? We're
going to
stop.
You can't have fresh breath now?
Right? Yeah.
It was like pink.
Right?
It was like, it wasn't the sugar-free. That was like big league chew
and
full of sugar.
He's just trying to relive his childhood.
That's all.
Problem.
That's all. Just trying to be a kid. It's a kid's
game.
Let's just take away the kid's game.
Lance, I'm allegedly a hater. Lance is doing everything possible to be, oh, what about the Astros?
I'm trying to eliminate
cheating. Enough of the whataboutisms, whatever they say in politics. Stop it. The Astros don't cheat.
Yeah.
You know what Boston is? In Massachusetts, the left. The left.
Yeah,
are cheaters. Don't be like the left, Lance.
Really? We could kill people and still get elected in Massachusetts, okay? That's how that's how left it is.
We can drown an innocent girl.
Wait a minute. That's what Trump used. I could shoot you in the face and still get votes. Like, hey.
Well.
Do you know one of our do you know Drew Shirley, a listener, told somebody on Twitter, they said something like, I think, you know, this player stinks. I'll have to look it up. He goes, better shut up or I'll kill you in your sleep.
What?
He said it as a joke between people that he follows on Twitter.
Huh.
And Twitter, maybe somebody reported him. He's done.
What?
They have eliminated
Drew Shirley?
Drew Shirley.
He's right here. He just tweeted us.
But look what his name is now.
Surely not Drew.
Yeah, he had to create a new account.
All right, let's check. Oh, it's the same email. Really? Really? Twitter, you can't figure that out. Let's talk right now about, listen, those guys are disgusting to me. That guys that had 34 beers across. First of all, let's not overdrink, okay? Right. First. Secondly, if you're going to drink, why are you drinking that piss? Let's drink Coors Light.
Okay? Preach on, brother.
All right. If we're going to get together,
that's what we're supposed to.
And we're going to get and we're going to drink. we're going to drink Coors Light. Okay? So let's stop already. Let's stop already with that blue can, and let's go to the Blue Mountains. All right, baby? Climb on, brother.
Preach on, brother.
Let's all get together. 34 Coors Lights make sense to me. 34 of those, not so much. So if you're looking for the cold, do you think they were refreshed? No. You think they were cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing? No.
They're drinking swill.
Swill. Let's climb on board. If we're going to drink, we're going to drink Coors Light, baby. You think I didn't have a few this weekend? You're damn right I did. And we're going to have some more all week long because we got Astros baseball, baby, and we're drinking some Coors Lights.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
A51 back here on the bench, 713-780-3776. Topics today have been the first place Houston Texans, as they won three in a row in convincing fashion, slaughtering the Colts. They were never in it. Cowboys were never really in it. And yesterday, the Bills were just struggling to hang on and not get embarrassed. And here we are, 3-0 in the last three. 3-3 tied for first place. There have been some, it was mostly special team screw-ups from the Bills. And then, of course, a pick six by Nate Peterman leads leads the world in interceptions.
Did the Texans have a scoring drive longer than 35 or so yards?
I think they had one, yeah. I think they had a long one for a field goal. Yeah. They're pretty good with kicking field goals. Not as many touchdowns.
But
another first and goal from a one that resulted in no touchdown.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's almost mathematically impossible to do that three consecutive drives where you start inside the 3-yard line and you don't get any points. I don't know how that's possible, but they're finding a way to do it. Bill O'Brien doesn't really love getting those questions. I know that, so we'll see if he gets more today. Yesterday's just like, starts with me, I got to do better. Next.
It's the same thing every week. I mean, it's the same quote every I got to do better. Yeah, it's a problem. Yes, it's a problem. I got to do better. I got to do better. Oh, my God, it's the same thing every single time. How about do better then? How about it? Honestly, why is it so difficult? How much of it is the offensive line though? How much of it that they can't overpower anybody?
No.
Talked about Kendall Lamb's not strong.
No, he's not. He's not. Zach Fulton is. But you can also manufacture. You got three shots at it. You can manufacture things on the perimeter too, and you can manufacture with speed. You got to create some misdirection.
Didn't they try,
as well.
Though? They tried Kiki QT on the run, right. On the Jets.
You tried it one time.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Well, it didn't.
How
work.
About you run a counter so off it. Of that? How about you run a counter? How about you start, since you've already shown that on tape the last game, why don't you have a counter prepared where you fake it? Because they're going to. This is how it works. Teams just look at what you just did and they prepare for what you just did. You know you just ran that. Have a counter ready for that. You know, use that as misdirection to go the other way with the ball. I don't know. It's at some point it is the play caller putting his team in best position to score through misdirection or through spacing or through attacking the other team's weak point. And I don't know. Yeah, I mean, some of it is on the offensive line. Maybe it will help when you get a real power back and Deontay Foreman back. Supposed to be back this week.
What? Alfred Blue's not good enough for you?
No, Blue's okay.
Yeah.
Actually, Blue's okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to hate on Alfred Blue because Alfred Blue is running pretty well. And I got to say this. I thought the offensive line did a good job of run blocking yesterday. They ran a lot of outside zone. The running back, the wide receivers and the tight ends were getting after people. They actually ran the ball okay on their called runs. Deshaun was really, I thought, really poor yesterday. He left the ball behind in the seam. You see the throw? I mean, it was right there for Kiki QT. And well, it should have been right there, but he left it a little behind, and the defender was able to knock it down. If he puts it out in front of him, that's an easy catch. Deshaun just had a below-average day with his ball placement, which I thought was really good against Dallas, and it just wasn't good yesterday. He just wasn't very good, and I think he clearly was impacted by his injury, his caved-in chest or whatever he got against Dallas.
I don't think he got a caved-in chest.
Felt like he could have been caved in.
Look at Raheem McCullers today.
I know. Sports Map. We wish that if you were still here, you could actually see Raheem has rebranded himself again.
He's Raheem McCullers. Look. Are we we're going to hit the break? You want to hit the break? But didn't we hit it on Friday? Yeah. We started at 9 o'clock on Friday. Why do you think that happened?
Gee, who was not here?
What do you mean?
Y'all can't be criticizing Bill O'Brien.
What?
Hey, we got to get better.
You have an article
coming? Break. We got to hit the break.
Oh.
Oh. Well, that's not like scoring from the one, is it?
It's actually easier.
Yeah, because there's no one. No. Oh, no, it isn't.
No, it's not.
Lance,
I don't know.
Lance is 85 Bears when it comes to not getting the break. No. He defends that thing.
It's like, technically easier to hit the break.
He's Mongo
to score on an NFL defense.
Mongo McMichael.
I know. I do make it tougher.
Hey, last week, me and Lance went by Shepherd, Greenbrier, and 59. And right there on the corner is a Texas Star Grill Shop. It's triple the size. Lance and I did a show from there when we first started 1560. We were in actually just outside the bathroom. We were in this little cubby hole. The store was basically about 10 by 5.
And there's like Traeger, Kamado Joe. There were about three or four main grills. Now,
oh my God.
Look how many. And one of the coolest ones, I got to say this. The Pits and Spits stuff that they had was and I've heard about how good Pits and Spits got, and they've got a wood pellet grill too. And that's right here in the Houston area. The construction on that thing is incredible. But it's not just them. They got the Traeger, also the 32 Traeger Pro. They've got 32 Traeger Pro 20 grills available for sale. Those are the ones now that have, you know, the probe. You can plug it into the actual grill itself, put that into the meat, so you know what the meat thermometer will tell you exactly where it is at all times.
Speaking of the meat, you know, we were talking to Rick, and Rick and Michelle, they buy their meat. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And he says, I don't make a dime on it.
They sell it at cost, in the store.
Just so people can have the best meat for their grill.
Steaks and brisket.
It's unbelievable.
Wagyu at cost.
Yeah.
At Texas Star Grill Shop.
Listen, you're not going to find, not only that, but he buys all of his rubs and all of the ingredients that you put on the stuff. He buys in bulk.
Everything's there.
You can buy it cheaper at Texas Star Grill Shop than you can at a grocery store. Much cheaper.
You got to stop by and see the best grilling. It's at Texas Star Grill Shop. This has become the hub for everything you need to be a great barbecuer, from grills to outdoor kitchens to spices to now the Wagyu beef is ready for you. Everything is in.
2045 Southwest Freeway in Houston, 8905 Louetta in Spring, TexasGrillShop.com. You're looking for that grill this fall. There's only one place to go, TexasGrillShop.com.
This is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.